want to thank you for listening to the Jefferson Exchange today. We're going to keep our holiday season flavor just a while longer on the Exchange. Tonight in concert in Ashland, violinist Ariel Horowitz, who's wowing audiences all over the world, and she's still college age. JPR's Eric Thiel interviewed her yesterday and shared the result with us. Since it is pre-recorded, we can't take any phone calls in this segment, but the phones will be open for our next segment in half an hour.
I am joined today by violinist Ariel Horowitz and her accompanist, Miles Graber. Ariel, welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are originally from where? I've read Bloomington. I've read Columbus.
Well, I moved around a lot as a kid, but I have lived in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Bloomington, Indiana, Columbus, Ohio, and I actually lived in Jerusalem, Israel for a while, too. But actually, my mom lived in Ashland for a while when she was younger.
So that's the Ashland connection.
That's the Ashland connection.
How did you first get started playing violin, and where were you when you did?
So that was in my D.C. days.
Okay.
When I was a very, very small little person. I had this video called Baby Mozart. It's one of those Baby Einstein videos that you give your kids to, like, make them smart. And they have, like, Baby Bach, Baby Einstein, Baby Mozart, a bunch of stuff. So I got the Baby Mozart one as a gift, and I was super into it because there was this one piece of Mozart that had a dragon at the end of it that made this noise. Bleh! And I thought it was, like, super funny. So I would always tell my mom to play the Baby Mozart video, and I just would get super excited and, like, jam out to it. And then we were stuck in the car one day in a traffic jam, and the only radio station that we could get was a classical music station. My mom was not super into classical music before I came along and brought it into her life. So she's like, okay, it'll be whatever. But then the piece came on that I was familiar with because of my favorite dragon, and I got really excited, and I was like, Mom, that's the dragon. And she was like, oh, cool. That's a little strange that you recognize that. I was like 3 or something. And then I was like, what's the instrument playing it? And she's like, that's called the violin. And I was like, cool, I'm going to do that.
So at that age, when you do start playing, you're on one of those, like, quarter size violins,
I was on,
right?
A 32nd size,
really?
Violin. Yeah. Those are like maybe 6 inches long, 6-7 inches long.
Do they sound good at all?
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all. They're like bright red too. They're like factory painted. They're super cute.
Well, let's fast forward a little bit because obviously your talent is on display here tonight in concert, 7 o'clock at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of Chamber Music Concerts. You end up at Juilliard School.
I did.
Not bad. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Obviously the winner and participant in numerous performance competitions, but you also end up as the private student of Itzhak Perlman.
I did.
That's an incredible opportunity. How did that come about?
Thank you. Well, it's really such an incredible thrill to study with Mr. Perlman. He's been one of my childhood heroes ever since I started listening to a bunch of recordings and getting really serious about music. He's such a special person, and I've learned so much from him. He teaches me, like, everything from what wine goes best with what pasta to...
You were, like, how old again?
I mean, this is for, like, future, for the future. His favorites. We also, of course, talk about so much music and so much performance experience. And he always says, like, the best way to kill a phrase is to practice it too much. Mm. He really believes in spontaneity in music, which I am also becoming more and more an advocate for. I think it's important to leave something for the stage and to not necessarily just have everything super planned out. Yeah, my time with him has been really incredible. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I'm very lucky. He's such an incredible person.
Well, thankfully for us, you're not going to leave everything for the stage. You're going to play us a couple of pieces today. What do you want to start with?
I'm going to start with the last movement of Mozart Violin Sonata, K-454 in B-flat major. It's called the Allegretto. It's really pretty.
Dale Horowitz with pianist Miles Graber live on Jefferson Public Radio. They're in concert tonight in recital at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of Chamber Music Concerts. The performance starts at 7 o'clock. Information and tickets at chambermusicconcerts.org. Before the piece, we talked a little bit about your studies with Itzhak Perlman and some of the musical and non-musical things that he has instructed you. When you get to a certain point with your performance ability, your technical chops, and your just ability to dazzle, it moves beyond that to focusing on music almost more cerebrally, like how to be musical as a person. Mm. You can play all the notes, you can play them fast, you can play them well, you can play them in tune, but there's this other component of becoming a true musician. And he's done that over a decades-long career.
He certainly has.
What kinds of things do you really talk about when you're in the room with instrument in hand?
I guess primarily just really feeling what's inside and expressing that externally. It's hard to really put it into words because I think it's, you can only get so far when you talk about music. I think music is something very visceral that you experience on a very deep level, which actually I think makes teaching music very difficult. It's a difficult art. We do a lot of playing, and sometimes he'll just be like, no, give me the fiddle, give me the fiddle. And then he'll just like demonstrate something, and then he won't say anything. He'll just play it. And then I'll be like, okay, that's how you want it to sound. And then I'll play it. And it of course sounds a lot worse because I'm not Perlman. But, I sometimes learn best just from hearing people play, just because it's so difficult to talk about music. And then sometimes we just like talk about life and like life philosophies, and he'll be like, you know, over the years I've learned X, Y, and Z, and then I'll be like, okay, now start from here. And then like with that life context in my mind, I'll play something differently. And then sometimes we'll do like the super boring nitty gritty stuff of like, okay, you need to practice that with the metronome from this tempo to this tempo, or like practice it in rhythms, or, you know, stuff like that. But usually at this point it's much more artistic, and I feel very inspired when I leave lessons, and very inspired to be an individual artist. Mm. I don't feel like I play like him. I feel like everyone in the studio plays so different, which is really special.
You have not yet chosen a specialty. You play chamber music. You play as soloist with orchestra. When you're in studies with Perlman, obviously you're not in front of an orchestra. So there's that additional component of how do you blend with 85 people behind you and a conductor on a podium. Is that difficult to learn and to get a lot of practice time?
Well, it's different every time you play as a soloist with an orchestra. It's such an individualistic type of playing. There's really nothing else like it. Because there are like 85 people, like you said, and you're just kind of this one person, and you have the conductor who's beating time and keeping everyone together and trying to understand your interpretation of the piece and communicate that to the orchestra in real time. It's very thrilling. You never really know what to expect. No matter how many times you rehearse or no matter how good the orchestra is, it's always different every time. You can't really practice for it. You kind of just have to do it. And I remember the first couple of times I was a soloist with orchestra, I felt very, very bad about those performances just because I wasn't used to it. Young performers don't often get a lot of chances to be a soloist with an orchestra. Yeah. So the first couple of times are so crucial to really learn those skills.
I mean, as a young performer, everybody goes through that stage fright thing with an audience out in front of you. But when you start to perform as soloist with an orchestra, you've got a big group of people behind you that in your case are much older than you and have been playing for much longer than you. Is that unnerving to feel the eyes not only on the front of you, but also on the back of you?
I'm always more nervous about when I'm playing a concerto with orchestra. I'm always more nervous about what the people behind me think than what the people in front of me think.
Ariel Horowitz is my guest live on Jefferson Public Radio with accompanist Miles Graber at the piano. They're in concert tonight at 7 o'clock at the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland as part of Chamber Music Concerts. Information and tickets on the show and upcoming concerts at their website, chambermusicconcerts.org. Will you play us something else?
Absolutely. I will play the Vinyavsky Polonaise No. 2 in A major, Opus 21.
That is Ariel Horowitz and Miles Graber today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music of Vinyovsky. You can hear that among many pieces tonight. They're in concert at 7 o'clock, the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland, as part of Chamber Music Concerts, chambermusicconcerts.org, for tickets and information on Ariel and Miles. Ariel, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to meet you, too. Thank you.
Wow. Eric told me to expect a real wow moment out of that second musical piece, and there it was. Eric Teal is our program director on our music director on our FM services, and gracefully shared his interview with us today, which can also be heard at noon today on the music services of JPR. So Ariel Horowitz tonight in Ashland, and Eric Teal had her on to record the interview yesterday.